Well, although Perry Mason is not wanted for murder, he is wanted for helping his client escape from jail. May Grant is wanted for that crime. And so the search for the missing Mason and the missing May, and now for Mason's missing secretary, is an intensive search, spurred on by pressure from Prosecutor Frederick Apt. Yes, Mr. Apt would give a very great deal if he could know that at this very moment, Perry Mason and Della, as John and Sally Smith, are riding peacefully in an automobile of one Mr. Norris, a salesman on his way to Atlanta. In fact, right now, as they come out of New York's famed Lincoln Tunnel, Mr. Norris switches on his car radio and...
Oh, that's good.
Mm-hmm. I'd like to pick up a news broadcast.
But you want me to tune it for you?
No, that's okay, Miss Smith. I can do it.
Mysterious disappearance of the defendant and her lawyer, Perry Mason. Prosecutor Apt is quoted today as saying it is only a matter of time.
Well, fellow Apt is really on the ball.
Mr. Apt says that all enforcement officers have been alerted, that he expects the apprehension of Mason and his client in a matter of hours. There is some reason to believe that Mason is trying to reach the Middle West or further, perhaps Denver, Colorado. But the police believe that Mason is still within the boundaries of this city. Now, your attention is called to the descriptions of the wanted persons. Harry Mason is 6 feet.
I've heard those descriptions so often, I know them by heart. Now Mason is just
exactly... Tell me, Miss Norris, do you travel down to Atlanta very often?
Hmm? Oh, sure, Miss Smith. Company sends me back and forth by every month.
Oh?
Mm-hmm. Now, but to get back to that Mason thing.
Miss Norris,
Lou, don't interrupt the man.
Well, I've got a theory about it, Smith.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm. Now, you take Mason. He's wanted by the police and the prosecutor's office, and they want him real bad.
Yeah?
Well, they'll skin him alive if they get their hands on him.
Yeah, I reckon old Mason better keep out of there.
Well, that's exactly what I mean. So, now Mason has to get out of the city. Now, the cops are watching the buses and planes and the trains. You can bet on that.
Uh-huh.
So, why don't Mason get out of town this way?
What way?
Well, just like we're doing. Now, you look at all this traffic, all the way to the Jersey Turnpike. Now, Mason, get in a car, get on one of these through main highways and just breeze out.
Gone with the wind, huh?
Oh, that was a book about Atlanta.
Huh?
Gone with the wind, honey.
Oh. Well, speaking of books, did you read where Mason pulled a fast one with a crate of books? He went out and...
What's the matter?
Well, you're getting to the toll gate now.
Uh-oh.
Hey, look at that. There's police looking in the cars as they pass the toll gate. Say, I'll bet you they're looking for Mason.
Oh, no bet.
Maybe the cops figured the same way I did. Looking for Mason to try to leave this way.
You need change for the toll fare?
Oh, no. I'll take care of it, Smith. Part of our bargain. What you pay me is gravy anyhow, just a way to cut expenses and get some company.
Well, what I mean is, have you got the right change?
Hmm? Well, no, just a $5 bill, but they'll give me change.
Oh, well, here, Mr. Norris. Here's a half dollar. Save a little time.
Why, thank you, Smith. I'll pay you back. You remind me.
Sally.
Yes, John.
It's exciting, isn't it?
Oh, isn't it, though?
More fun.
Yes, sir. They're looking in every car.
Yeah, I reckon I'd better put on my glasses.
Hmm?
So I can see them good. Oh, well, what do we care, huh, Sally?
Huh?
All we care is going on our trip, huh?
Yeah, I guess so.
Just being together. That's all we care about, huh? Oh, I'm awful glad you could come along, Sally.
Mm. I know.
Looked for a while like you couldn't.
Well, we're almost to the gate. Hey, they pulled that guy out of line up there. They're really looking.
Well, it was a nice trip while it lasted.
Here, I'll roll my window down.
Come here, Sally Lou.
Why, John.
Come on, give me a little kiss.
Why, honey, what did Mr. Norris think?
Oh, no, don't you mind me. Say, I bet you folks haven't been married too long.
No, not too long.
Come here, Sally.
John, those policemen are looking.
Well, you let them look. I guess a man's got a right to kiss his own wife.
Here you are.
Hey.
Oh, they're newlyweds, officer.
Oh, honey.
Well, that didn't take so long.
No, it didn't.
You know something, Mr. Smith?
No, what's that?
When your wife said she could come along, well, I had an idea maybe you weren't too happy about it.
Why, Mr. Norris?
Oh, I was wrong, I'll admit it, but, you know, I think you're glad she's here.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Would look kind of funny if I'd latched on to you when we went through.
Huh?
I said I'd been right lonesome.
Well, you're really glad she's here, huh?
Oh, I'm mean.
Mm. What about you, Miss Smith?
Mm-hmm. I just wonder...
Yes, Miss Smith?
Do we go through any more toll gates, Mr. Norris?
Gonna take the wrappings off you. There now. And pull the cork out of baby. She's gonna pour a great big drink out of baby.
Put that down.
Anna, if you don't quit sneaking up on me like that,
if
I'm
you
gonna.
Had been adoring that bottle, you'd have heard me.
You mean my little baby? You want one, Anna?
No.
Okay.
Now, neither do you.
Oh, no? Now, listen, Anna. I played along with you, but now you let Kitty and her baby alone. Mrs. Grant's run away, and Mason's run away, and there's not going to be any trial. Not today or for lots of days. So, Kitty's going to have fun with baby.
I'll say you are. Put that down and listen to me. I haven't got much time.
You sound like you're going away someplace, Anna.
Yes.
John going too?
Yes.
Well, what do you think of that? Leaving Kitty all alone for a while.
Uh-huh. In a way.
I'll miss you, Anna. But I'll manage to comfort myself.
With a bottle, huh?
Oh, Anna, you know you can trust me.
I've got to. Kitty. I think I know where Mason's gone.
Just so he stays gone.
Oh, no, Catherine. Haven't you guessed yet why Mason disappeared? He could have stayed and fought for himself.
Mr. Apt said Mr. Mason was in trouble and so on.
Mason could handle Apt without any trouble. No. Mason is on the trail, Kitty.
Anna. He can't be.
It's the only reason he's become a fugitive.
Well, you've got to stop him, Anna. You've got to stop him.
Now, that's what I'm going to try and do. But that isn't all, Kitty. There's Mrs. Grant. Mason hid her away, and Mason's smart. She won't be found in a hurry.
Good. Let her rot.
Well, no again, Kitty. No, no, indeed. Marcel's murder has to be cleared off the books.
Oh, yes.
And until she's convicted, there will always be a question if she's really guilty. Maybe after a while, somebody will start looking for the answer to that question. She's got to be pulled out of hiding.
Yeah. Yeah, I can see that,
now
but
that's
I don't...
what you're going to do while we're gone.
Me?
Now, I won't be here to supervise you, Catherine. Anna won't be on hand to make sure you behave yourself.
Then I do what?
The baby.
Huh? Oh, now, Anna, you know I'll leave the bottle alone if you tell me
yes,
to.
Yes, dearie, you certainly will. But I didn't mean that baby. Dowry.
Dowry?
You will start immediate action to have Dowry turned over to you.
Anna!
She's your little girl, isn't she?
Yes, but you know how I feel.
Your own little girl living with foster parents.
But Anna, I can't stand
your little girl you love like poison, dearie, but still she's yours. Now you start that action, Kitty. See that it gets in the papers. When she finds out why you're after Dowry, she'll come out of hiding. Explain it to Apt.
I can't tell Fred how I feel about that brat.
No, no, not that, dearie. Oh, my, no. Freddie Apt must think you love your little girl. But Freddie has a mind of his own. He'll see the possibilities and set the trap. Now, you make yourself some coffee, brush your teeth, and then go see Freddie. Meanwhile, I'm going to put this baby in the garbage can.
Well, already Mason's action is bringing results. And for the first time, Anna Hurley is trusting Kitty with an important task. But, by the same token, the pressure on Mason is doubled because Anna's right. A threat to Dory would pull May Grant out of hiding. So, by all means, join us on Monday.